In this country, most major movies receive a rating from the Motion Picture Association of America. Most Americans know R-rated movies are deemed not suitable for young people because they feature lots of sex and violence. But for almost 70 years, the Catholic Church has rated films using a different faith-based standard. In today's Look at the Movies, Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand looks at how the Catholic approach to movie rating has changed through the years.
It's 1934, and we're knee-deep in the Depression. Hollywood is a baby just learning how to talk, and many Catholics don't like what they hear or see. Greg Black, the author of the book The Catholic Crusade Against Hollywood, says leading priests were worried that young people would be corrupted by the images on screen.
That if they went into a movie and they saw Greta Garbo, beautifully dressed, alluring, playing a prostitute, that every young girl in the theater is going to run out and be a prostitute. That if the young boys went in and saw gangsters living the good life, that they're going to want to go out and be gangsters or commit crime.
Thus, the Catholic Legion of Decency was born. Spearheaded by a couple of concerned priests, the Legion of Decency had the ear of Hollywood moguls who actually altered scripts and cut out scenes the Legion deemed offensive. If they didn't, the film would receive the dreaded condemned rating.
And if a film was condemned, then no Catholic could go see that film under penalty of committing a mortal sin.
A mortal sin?
A mortal sin.
They would go to hell if they saw this movie.
Immediately and directly. Hollywood attendance in 1930 was about 100 million a week. And by 1934, this is in the middle of the Depression, it had dropped to 60 million a week. So the threat of 20 million Catholics not going was enough to get the moguls in Hollywood to play ball.
And did that ever pan out? Did they ever effect a widespread boycott?
No. My research has shown every time a movie was condemned, it actually increased at the box office.
Which is one reason why the Catholic Church now rarely calls for a boycott, but it still wants to have some influence. The Legion of Decency has morphed into the more benign-sounding Office for Film and Broadcasting, where two people now review Hollywood releases for the church. Jerry Perret is one of them. She says about 20% of all movies receive the worst rating, O, for morally offensive.
Films which clearly promote things which are contrary to Catholic teaching, such as if it seemed perfectly okay to murder somebody because that person has harmed someone that you love, and where women are sex objects and there's no really dignity to the human person.
But Perret admits the church no longer has the sway it once did. Studios aren't consulting with priests about content, and no one's going to hell for seeing O-rated movies like Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Here's the Catholic Church's review of that movie, heard on an 800 number.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico is the stylish third installment of the Mariachi trilogy, about a mysterious and nameless guitar-toting assassin played by Antonio Banderas, who was forced out of hiding by a CIA operative in order to thwart a drug lord's plot to kill the president of Mexico. Because of excessive gory violence, including profanely using a church as the setting for gunplay, brief partial frontal nudity, and much rough language, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' Office for Film and Broadcasting classification is O, morally offensive.
So who's taken up where the Legion of Decency has left off? Well, there are several conservative Christian groups like the American Decency Association and the American Family Association, which call for boycotts of companies like Disney or Victoria's Secret, companies these groups say promote a morally offensive lifestyle. But most of their efforts are geared toward television these days. That's where the power is now, says Tim Winter, head of the Parents Television Council, which monitors TV content.
My guess is every parent in the country has had that awkward moment when you're sitting in the living room with your child and you dive for the remote to quickly flip the channel because something has just come on that you don't want your kid to see. And you just hope that didn't impress upon, you know, your kid whatever message it was that you're trying to now get away from them.
And if you remember, that's exactly what the Catholic priests who founded the Legion of Decency were afraid of way back in the 1930s. Winter, like many before him, is concerned about the de-evolution of values, about the creeping acceptability of sex, violence, and profanity.
And you don't notice it year to year. You don't see the creep, just like I don't notice if I gain a pound or two every year. But you know what? After 10 years, I go, geez, my pants don't fit anymore. And we're not calling for a return to Opie talking to Sheriff Taylor saying, jeepers, paw. But at some point, you have to throw up your hands and say, enough is enough.
Well, that's what they said once about shows like Three's Company, with its innuendo about menage a trois and homosexuality. Maybe in a few years, Will and Grace will seem just as charmingly quaint. and there will be fresh material for someone to deem morally offensive. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand in New York.